Friends, in our previous shiur, we saw the question of a person who had rented an apartment and then went off to Chutz La'aretz. The rental was in Eretz Yisrael. They went to Chutz La'aretz and they were unable to come back for a while, for a few months. They came back, they moved back into the apartment, and now there's an argument between the landlord and the renter whether the rent must be paid for those months. And in the previous shiur, we saw that there's a machlokes, a poskim, whether a person who rents an apartment and dies, do the yorshim have to pay the rental fee? Rashba and others hold that they do. Schira liyome is called schirus. The Maram Rutenberg says no, if they didn't prepay, they don't have to pay, because how is the renter supposed to know? And it's either the schirus is batel, or they don't hold schirus liyome memkerhu, that schirus for a day is considered a sale. And the Rama writes it's sveika didina. But as we saw, since in our case the person came back to live in the apartment, so that shows that he wanted to have the apartment in the interim also, that he felt the apartment's still his, and memela he must pay even for the tkufas ha'ones. So that's in a nutshell what we learned in the previous shiur. And now we'll continue again. This is based on a tshuva written by Mor Rabbi Hagaon HaGadol of Chaim Er Harwitz Shlita. Now in our case, the renter didn't tell the landlord that he's anus and that he cannot live in this dira. In other words, there was apparently this corona and he's stuck in Chutz La'aretz, and he didn't call up his landlord and say, hey, I went to Chutz La'aretz and I can't come back, so I'm stuck and I can't pay the rental. So what's the din? So the Mechaber in Choshen Mishpat and Shin Yud Beis, his sign says that you have to tell the landlord in advance. The landlord has to tell the renter in advance that he has to leave, and the renter has to tell him. And they say, if he's in a small city, 30 days, in a large city, 12 months. That was the halacha back then. So this way the landlord won't get stuck without a tenant. There's a lot of money. And if he doesn't tell him on time, then he has to pay the rental. All the rental that he had obligated himself for, he has to pay. If he said he's going to rent the apartment for a certain period of time, and he didn't tell him 30 days in advance in the smaller cities and 12 months in the larger cities, so he has to pay the rental. So the Shara Mishpat there asks from the Tur. The Tur in Choshen Mishpat in Shin Samach Gimel says that if you have a courtyard that's being rented, it's for rent, and somebody comes and he steals the courtyard, he doesn't live there, but he just makes sure that it's his and nobody else can come in. So the Rama says, Resh Mem Hei, that he has to pay, and the Rush says that he's putter because it's only grama. He didn't actually live there, he doesn't have to pay. It's only grama that he caused the loss to the owner of the Rama, and Shin Samach Gimel, Sifav Paskins, like the Rush. Now, when the Socher doesn't tell the Maskir, She Yatsa Midirasa Frektishar Mishpat, if the renter doesn't tell the landlord that he left his apartment, what did we say before? We said that he's chayef. Why should he be chayef? Because he didn't inform him in time that he was leaving. But even if he doesn't inform him, he shouldn't be chayef. It's just grama. He isn't actually living there. He's not benefiting from the apartment. He's just gorem, a loss. So we see here that if you're just grama, you don't have to pay. Like the Rush says, if somebody steals someone else's courtyard and he doesn't live there, he doesn't have to pay. It's grama here also. If he doesn't tell him in advance, it's grama. So because of this kasha, the Shara Mishpat concludes that what the Mechaber means is that it's usher for him to leave, and he has to pay. In other words, that's the din, that he can't leave the house in order not to cause damage to his friend, because Gram ben Ezekin is putter, aval aser, ve'eno yotze yidei shamayim, Ve'eino yotze hidei shamayim ad sheyishalem. So he isn't yotze his godly obligation until he pays. And we even create a shamta. There's even a cheirem for someone who doesn't pay, because all the gramos mishamtin, we excommunicate them until he removes the hezek, like it says in Nun Hey and the Ramon and Kufayim Hey Sif Gimel. But if he left the house and he doesn't tell him, you don't take money from the Beis Din, because it's only grama and he's pater. So that's how the Shara Mishpat learns in the Mechaber. He asks the Kashin the Mechaber, why does he have to pay if he doesn't inform him? And the answer is, it's only Bidei Shemaim he has to pay. But Bidei Adam, he doesn't have to pay, because it's grama, but he's Mishamtinan Lei, he's excommunicated, he's pushed away until he fulfills his divine obligation to pay. The Pischi Tshuva, in a Sefer Nachlas Tzvi, Dingzich mitten Shara Mishpat, he argues with the Shara Mishpat. First, he writes that where there's Bari Hezeka, where it's clear that there's Hezek, he's Chayav. And he proves this from the Tosis Yantif and the Popula Harifta at the beginning of Perakot Umnin, Os Dalid, that if the Balabayas retracts his offer of work and the workers do not find elsewhere to be hired, since Bari has Zeka, it's a clear loss, then it's a clear mazik, so he's chayav midina de garnei, so he has to pay. But then he writes that even without dina de garnei, even without this din of having to pay when you cause damage, the socher is still chayav. So again, the Shara Mishpat says that Midine Adam Yinat Chayiv. Pischei Tshuva says that Midine Adam, if it's Bari Hezeka, you are Chayiv. So there's a big discussion what the differences between Grama and Dina de Garmei are. There is a Tosfos in Maseches Bava Basra, Chof Beis Amid Beis, who says there are two Tanaim for Dina de Garmei, where one is Chayiv to pay. One is that the Mazik himself should do the Nezek and Bari Hezeka. And number two, it should be immediate. So what he says, obviously, is a big discussion in the Poskim. What the difference is, and Grama would be that he didn't do the Pulas Hezek, he just did a Pulas Hachana LeHezek. So we're not going to get into that question now, because that would be 100 shiurim. Hopefully in the future we'll get into that. There's a famous Rambam in his Kuntres Dina de Garmei, so we'd like to talk about that. Very interesting in Yanim. But al kol panim, what's important for us to know is that first the Pischei Tshuva says that this isn't called Grama, it's called Dina de Garmei, because it's Bari Hezeka. When he doesn't inform in advance, even though it's not really him doing the hezek, but he says that for here it's enough that it's Bari Hezekah. We said before that according to Tosis Yosini that he himself does the hezek, but here we're just left without telling him, so that would not seem to be his own hezek. Akopana, first he holds that it's Dina de Garmei, and therefore he is chayv midine adam, unlike the Shara Mishpat. And then he writes that even without Dina de Garmei, the Socher is Chayv, because the Yudin, Tanyan, Choshen Mishpat, and Simon and Vav asks in the Psak of the Mechaber and Choshen Mishpat, Simon Shen Yud, Seif Gimel, that Ruvain, Shehiskir, Behemto, Lishne Yomim, Lelech, Vilachzor, Ovechazaroso, Beyom Hasheni, Godel Hanor, Achehutzrich, Laakev, Yom Echod, Imsach, Wale Yomim, Pshitish, Tzarach, Litian, Laaschiris, Kol Yom, Vyom. That if Reuven rented out his animal for 2 days to come back, and then on the second day the river got in the way and he couldn't, he had to hold him back another day. So if he rented it by day, so it's pashut, he has to pay him even for the third day, he has to pay for each day. So that's the Mechaber. So Frekta no de Behuda and Simon Shin Zion, Siva, the Machaber Paskins, the Socher Par Mechaver of an older Bamakab Pshias the Socher, Shlomach Mesamalach, if somebody rents a cow from his friend, and there's a Maka in the animal, because the Socher was a Poshea, he wasn't careful, and it wasn't Machmas Malach, it was because of the negligence of the Socher. So some say he's Patrim Lashalim, since Socher Lisrap is Meos and Maka. And therefore all he has to pay is Sheves. And there's no din of sheves in a behema. So memela, that mazik isn't shayach by behema. So you see from here that he doesn't have to pay for this wound. So if the socher doesn't have to pay for the wound, then why does he have to pay if the nahar got in the way, it overflowed and he wasn't able to come? He doesn't have to pay for when he was a poshea and there was the animal was injured, why does he have to pay if he held him back for a day? So answers the Noda Behuda, Shiny Hecha the Sherad Mitchilas Mitchila Bataras Khiris. Av Sakharak Lamakam Mahumi call Makam calls Manchla Zira Lamara, Adaini Muskaris Bial Khabal Sham Shiris of Ainza Doima, Ashabi Ashach. So Simon Shin Zain, Shim Sagar Bemis Chaver Bechedra Bitlan Malachta Malacha Shu Potter Dein Misham Behemis Sheves Behemis Sheves B'loi Nezek Misham Loi Ba B'yada B'tayra Aschirus V'tzvich Manu Lachayva Mitam Sheves V'zam Rinan Ein Misham Im Sheves B'behema, that where he was renting, even though he only rented it from that, for that place, nevertheless when he doesn't give it back, it's still rented by him, and then therefore it's still rented by him, he has to pay the rental. So that's why he has to pay. If there was a river that got in the way, he's renting the animal. Rent the animal, he has to pay. And you can't compare it to what the Shach says elsewhere, that if you close an animal in a room and you're mevatel memelacha, that you're putter, because by behemoth there's no sheves, you don't have to pay for him not doing work. If there's no nezek, because it didn't come biyado b'taras schirus, because that wasn't b'taras schirus. If it's b'taras schirus, so then you have to pay for your schirus. But if there's just sheves involved, then you don't have to pay for the sheves. But when you're renting, then you have to pay for the rental. You're not paying for the fact that he didn't work for the owner for the extra day, but you're paying for the fact that it was still rented. The Mahar Sham and the Mishpat Shalom and Simon Kufayin Vav Sifyadalit and the Erech Shai and Simon Shin Yabei Sifyadalit are Mitarets, the Kash of the Shara Mishpat. Again, what's the Kash of the Shara Mishpat? That on one hand the Mechaber says that you have to inform the landlord before you leave, otherwise you have to pay. On the other hand, if you have a courtyard that's for rent, and then somebody comes, steals the courtyard, and he doesn't live there, then the halacha is that Rama paskins your pater, because it's merely grama. So there you didn't allow other people to live there in your putter. But when you rented the house and you didn't inform him in advance that you're going to leave, so then you're chayiv because of you, other people aren't able to live there. He's losing out on his rental fee. So how do you shtim between the two psakim? So the Maharsham, Sham, Nerech Shai, answer is kasha by being makdim the ritva in Bava Mitzia. Ritva, it says in the Gemara, in Bava Mitzia, and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Omerat Hagmara, Hayman Di Yahiv Zuza Lachavrei Lemizben Lechamra. Somebody who gave his friend money in order to buy wine, bizman habatzir b'mechir hazol, at the cheap time, v'lo zavin lei, mishalin lei ki da'ozei la parvisa de zolshbat. It's a great word. So if he doesn't buy it, he's poshea. So the din is he has to pay, just like wine is sold in a place called Parvisa Zolshvat, that Rov Hayayin Bimosan Mabotzir Magia Lisham, that most of the wine during the time of Betzira, when they cut down the grapes, goes there. And this is a place where it was between a Medina that wine is sold cheaply, and a Medina in between, a Medina wine is sold cheaply and a Medina wine is sold expensively. And they bring there the wine, the Makom HaZol, to the Makom HaYoker, from the Makom HaYoker to buy. They would bring it from the cheap place, and then they'd come from the expensive place to buy wine there because it's cheaper. That's how Rashi learns. But on Kopanim, the Gemara says, as Atos learns, Rashi seems to say like Tosis. So the Gemara says here that if somebody sells him wine, if somebody gives his gift Zeus to buy wine, and he was poshe and he doesn't buy it, so he has to pay the price how it's sold in Parvisa, the Balshbat, the Zolshaft. So ask the Ritva, why is he chayav? It's Grama Balma, Uktin Mevatel Kiso Shel Chaveiro. That it says in the Yerushalmi, if you're Mevatel Kiso Shel Chaveiro, if you cause your friend a loss, literally you nullify his pocket. So what's the din? The din is that you're pater. And because the Ritva is learning that makom zeh u makom hayoker v'tzarech hashliach l'shalem k'fi ma sheyochel harviach im hayamach roshem, so he has to pay a more expensive rate. Why do we make him pay this more expensive rate? And he answers the tirates umori arav tirates d'hocha afal pishel o kibel alav tashlumen klal kevin shen nasen lo ma'osav likach schorosu v'mal yoye lokech ha'yde atzma de acherim. Very interesting. He says that here, even though this buyer didn't get any payment for this, and he's just mevatel kiso shel chavero, so he's causing his friend a loss, but he still has to pay. Why? Because when Reuven gives Shimon money to buy this schayra, he could have bought it himself. Just Shimon said, I'll buy it for you. And he's somech on him. So since he's somech on him and he gives him money, so he has to pay what he caused him to lose. Because with that hana that he was somech on him, he made him his arev. He was sort of made him the kinyan arev, that this person becomes his guarantor. That everything's going to be totally cool. Normally, if you're mevatel kiso shel chavero, your pater, it says in the Yerushalmi. But here, he's chayev. Why is he chayev? Here he's chayev because he became his arev. When Reuven gave Shimon money, Shimon became the arev with that hanad, he's somech on him. So Shimon was meshabbing himself to be Reuven's arev. And the memela, he has to pay for any loss. Just like by Schiris Poelim, that if the Poel causes the Balabais loss, the Balabais causes the Poel loss, they are obligated to each other, since they are like, they relied on each other. And therefore, once you rely on somebody else, he's like your Arif, and he has to pay for any loss. So according to this, it would appear that the same would apply to a Socher, that went out of the house, V'lo hodia l'maskir, chayev l'shalem kol ha-schirus, mishum diyar adaitet ha-schirus, that the maskir goes out of the house, socher goes out, he doesn't tell the maskir, he has to pay all the schiris, because he was yored al das schiris. And therefore, what happened here? It's like the maskir, it's like the landlord, was somech on the socher. So if he's somech on him, so that already creates an obligation of the socher. When we're talking about gozel chotzer, the kaimela agra, the case of the ramash and samach gimel, that we asked the stira, there it's his grama. So it's grama, you caused the loss in grama, you stole the courtyard, you didn't let anybody live there. So that's grama, there you don't have to pay. But here you have to pay because you're yored adat adas schiris. So that's the teretz of the Achronim to this stira. Now in our case, what are we talking about? We're talking about an onus. What type of onus? That this fella got stuck in Chutz La'aretz. You know, it was probably Corona. And they wouldn't let him back into Eretz Yisrael. They weren't letting people back in. They're still not letting people in so easily. So he couldn't come back. It was onus. So the Chor, it's totally in the Svaras that we mentioned. Shalatam, a Rishon Shakasav Epischei Tshuva, that it's because of Dina de Garmei, and therefore he's Chayav. So the Shach says that the Dina de Garmei, the Oines, is Pater. So Dina de Garmei is Chayav. The Dina de Garmei, the Oines, is Pater. So B'chai Gavin, in our case, the Soch would be Pater. But according to the second reason, Epischei Tshuva writes, Kevin de Nochas Adaita de Schirus, Chayav Gam below Darsham, that since, like we just saw, that he's Yored al Das Chirus, he's Chayav even. That's the reason we saw before the reason of the Maharsham and the Erech Shai. We saw the Pischei Tshuva's second reason, where he brings down the Noda B'Yehuda. That as long as you're renting it, like we had with the animal, that as long as you're renting the animal, it's yours. So to here, I should have been clear about that earlier, so to here, as long as he's renting the apartment, so he has to pay. Yarad shiny hacha de yarad betchila b'torah schirus. So until you give it back, it's still muskeres biyado. So it's considered rented by you. When he just causes him a loss and he steals the courtyards, that's not rental. He's not considered renting it. When does it consider that he's renting it? When he's yored al das schirus. So the schirus continues as long as he hasn't properly informed the owner. So here too in our case, so he was yored al das schirus, and therefore it continues until he properly informs the owner. And also according to the Maharsham of the Erech Shai, that he's chayav because he's an arev, ukamotzi otzos al piv, right? Like an arev, how is an arev mishtabed? That I am malva the money based on the arev, so lefizah lechayav l'shalim gam bonus. So according to this, he's obligated to pay even onus. Arev is obligated even in cases of onus. So we'd have, according to two of the three reasons, that in our case he'd be chayav to pay. Either because he was yored al das chirus, and until he properly gives it back, it's still his and he has to pay. Or because he was yored al das chirus, and he's like an arev. So he has arvus, he has to make sure to pay for it. That was the latter reason we just gave, in the name of the Maharsham, the Erech Shai. And there's another issue here, and that is that he left his stuff there. So if he left his stuff there, so he's still using it. He's still using the apartment. So, and he can't claim, oh, but he gained that nobody lived there and no damage was done to the apartment. No, this is an apartment that's for rental, and he's waiting for his rental money. He's willing to take any loss. So, he had his stuff there, and he wanted to, and he didn't remove. If he removed it, he would have told him. He didn't even tell him. So, and he just left his stuff there. So he really has no way out. So the renter would have to pay. He would have to pay, because as we said in the first shiur, he went back to live in the apartment afterwards. That showed that he didn't retract from his rental. Also because he started living there and he never properly ended the schiras, he never said a word to the landlord. So he was yored al das to be a socher, and he didn't inform the landlord that he's leaving or that he is an onus. So he would have to pay. It's like, as we saw from the Maharsham, it's like he's an arev, make sure that he has to pay, even be'ones. Or a cave in the Nachis, like we saw in the second reason of the Pischei Tshuva, he was yored al das schirus. As long as he's renting it, he's renting it. It's still under his possession, his rental. And number three, you left the stuff there. You leave your things there, so then that shows that you want to continue living there. So, Yiratzon, we should be Zeichem Yitzhak Shem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go back to his house, Kiviyachal. And Shavu Banam Legvulam, we should be Zeichem to Simchas Olam HaRishon, Shalom Shalom Shalom.